What am I doing?
Family Matters theme song.
It's a rare condition in this day and age to read any good news on a newspaper page. Love and condition in the grand design. Some people say it's even harder to find. Hello, everyone.
Oh, we're not. Okay. Yeah, hi.
I am Jesse Frederick. And the white man that sang that damn song.
Oh.
And sang the Full House theme song. Okay. And Step by Step.
Wow, how fucking random. Why did you look that up?
No, I've always known that.
Oh.
I figured out, like, maybe when I was 12 or 13. No, I figured out.
You said it so matter-of-factly, like, it was.
I figured out when I was, like, maybe 13 or 14 that, like, just by listening, I was like, this is the same man singing all these damn songs.
Right.
For these and I always, for a long time, thought that the singer of the theme song for Family Matters was black. And then I listened to the Full House song, and I was like, wait, this ain't a black man? What? And I just remember looking it up.
Huh.
It's Jesse Frederick.
That's.
And in fact, we should have added him to the racial draft because I want him.
Okay.
Well, I want for the singer of those theme songs to do an album with DJ Mustard.
You would have had to explain literally all that because I don't think there is a soul nigga in this country.
Who whatever happened to the milk D, the milkman, the paper boy, the E-man TV.
Can we?
I love it.
I don't.
Anyway, yeah.
If anybody's still listening, hi, this is the Reed.
Yeah. Hey, hello, people. We have a show that we do.
We do. So, let's get to it.
Why not? So, this week.
You know, we are really some.
Like, I don't even know geeks. Why people listen
like,
to
this. Like, we are
shit.
Really some fucking
worst.
Dorks.
Fucking
every
show.
Time somebody's like, oh, I wish we could hang out with you, I'm like, do you have any idea how bored you would be? Like,
we do nothing.
God, we ugh. Let's move on. Let's talk about other people.
I'm extremely excited to say that the universe is giving us Jasmine Sullivan back.
Yes.
So I think that she had a show in London that sold out on like March 30th. Okay. I feel like it was I feel like 31st, obviously. I feel like it was a day right before April Fool's Day. Because when I heard about it, it may have been like midnight. It was like on the dot of April Fool's. And I was like, y'all are going to stop fucking with me.
No, I think it had been out for maybe all that day. Because I think I saw it earlier that day and was just like, I can't. Whatever this is, I'm not prepared for any video. Like, I saw some pictures and she was looking amazing. And I was like, let me just stop it right here. Because I'm not prepared for the return of Jasmine Sullivan. I love her so much.
You don't know how long I have been begging for the skies to crack open and my Jesus to tell me that Jasmine Sullivan was coming back to make another album. And apparently that's what she's doing. She had this sold out show and sang all of her hits, which is pretty much anything that's ever come out of this woman's mouth.
Yes.
And I'm just so excited for another album. Oh my goodness. This bitch could sing Old MacDonald Had a Fuck Boy Farm, and I am going to download it. $1.29 iTunes.
Which she dropped that last album, Love Me Back, and then was just like, fuck it, I'm done. Fuck this music shit. But do you know, I listened to that album. That's one of the no skips. Like, I can sit there and start Love Me
so
Back.
So is Fearless.
And just keep it on, like, continuous repeat. No shuffle. Like, I need all that album. It's so fucking good. So I'm just, I'm glad she had her moment off in the wilderness. She did her D'Angelo shit or whatever she needed to do, and now she's back.
This is her just, D'Angelo shit?
Yes, God is
really, I remember her saying that she was like, she needs to figure out who she is or something along those lines.
That's what I meant. Like, you know, a spiritual enlightenment or whatever.
Right. So great for her. And slay my life, Jazzy.
Right. Great for her and better for us. Yes.
I can feel
that
it.
Voice is everything. If you haven't seen Jasmine Sullivan, you have to YouTube her when she's like 11 years old.
We talk
home.
About this every week.
Because you just have to see it. If you haven't, stop what the fuck you're doing and go Google it right now. Because you see this little Jasmine Sullivan out singing fully grown women. Like,
did you see the video what she sang at the Apollo?
Yeah, I did. I've seen that too. I people with that kind of gift, I'm just like, how? Like, when I was 8, I was doing nothing with myself. Like, I'm pretty sure I was putting glue in doll's hair. Like, I was doing, like, I was nobody. I had no talents. I was just there.
I did nothing.
And Jasmine Sullivan was singing like a grown-ass woman.
I knew the Bills, Bills, Bills. I don't think I was 8, though. I may have been. I don't math.
I knew everything about Janet Jackson and the Rhythm Nation.
Oh, hey, yes, I was there, too.
I would put my hair in a ponytail, try to find a hat.
And I knew the shit. Sitting on Top of the World choreography with Brandy and Mace. Come on now.
No, I'm not going back down that road.
Sure
that
was a did. Some people think that I...
For you to do that bop.
Anyway, so...
I'm good. Anyway, well,
welcome back, Jasmine.
Yes, Jasmine, we're so happy glad to you're have back, you. Girl. So glad.
Also in new music. We've got like a lot of new music. Kanye West is working on another album for this year.
Okay.
He postponed his Australian dates or the tour, that Yeezus shit.
Yeah.
He's postponed a bunch of his Australian dates because he's working on his album. And I'm hoping that it's... I mean, I enjoyed Yeezus for the most part. I'm hoping that this will be... something more traditional Kanye.
Yeah.
I feel like he always kind of steps out of the box for an album and then comes right kind of back to his lane.
Well, I really like the songs on Yeezus that I like. Like the ones I fuck with, I think they're everything. But the rest of the album to me is just like, why am I even listening to this? I can tell the production is everything, but the songs themselves is just like, it's too much. And
there's
I don't,
really only like maybe two songs on there that I, no, I think three songs on there that I don't like.
Maybe he's gotten some of his happy back since North has been born. So right. I don't know. Maybe we'll see. Like,
Yeezus was recorded before she was
born. Yeah,
Yeezus
was actually recorded while Kim was pregnant, which is a little
that
sad.
Might what?
Like
you could even catch a picture of them together when she was
right.
pregnant. Okay,
remember
so
he was in France like all the time and she couldn't fly, mm-hmm. so her ass was in Calabasas at home.
Right.
Okay. Well, I mean, whatever.
Well, I just don't want to hear featuring Kim Kardashian. Mm. It's no shade. I just know I remember that
Please.
Moment where she thought that she was about to release a single.
Kanye,
and
listen.
Everyone simultaneously said, girl, no.
Fuck no. Like, we was not gonna let her do it then, and we not gonna let you do it now.
I feel like I would be incredibly surprised if we do not hear her voice in some way, shape, form, fashion on this upcoming album. But I also feel like we will get a monologue from North, and that I'm thrilled about.
But, I mean, I don't know. Maybe he will avoid doing that just to avoid the comparisons, because of course, Jay-Z and Beyonce put each other on their albums all the time, and Blue
I won't complain. You'll get tons of comparisons, song, so. But you won't get anything from me. I want to hear North go... Excuse me, hello. Hi, everyone.
Hi, everybody. I'm Northwest.
It's just me.
Obviously.
Slaying the game as usual.
Are you mad at my bangs?
Get into this swoop bang, sweetheart. It's going nowhere.
Bitch, you see me.
I am full constantly. My eyes are made of diamonds. You can be pissed. Drops mic.
Right. Like, just very obviously Kanye's child dressed up in Kim's, you know, everything else.
Like, what if she has his attitude and her mother's beauty?
Oh, my God. No, Jesus. Oof. Well, how, you know, that's a little terrifying. Because you could say a lot about Kim Kardashian's, but whatever. I fucked her name up. It doesn't matter. But what I've never heard is that she's like a bitch.
You said Beelzebub. It sounded like you said Kim Beelzebub.
Was it that bad? Was it like...
I don't know what happened.
Was it like, what's his name at the Grammys? Or
Adele
Dalsin.
Yes. That nigga was wasted. Anyway,
I think she's a pretty nice person, but if you put, you know, Kanye's arrogance with somebody as beautiful as Kim is, you might... Jesus. Young shit. You young ones better get ready.
This is going to have niggas building pyramids.
Okay. That-
shit.
Please, shut the fuck up.
A temple to the Northwest.
Anyway. What?
So, yeah, there's that to look forward to or not look
what
forward
are we looking
to. However
oh,
you feel.
Kanye's album. God damn.
And also...
Why can we not focus?
There's a new Michael Jackson album coming out in May.
Nope. Stop that right now. Keep it wherever it's at. Delete.
Produced
delete,
by Timbaland. Why am I the only one who's kind of looking forward to it?
No.
I mean, it's Timbaland. Listen, I think that Timbaland is a great musician, and I think that Timbaland has the ability to make really good music that complements Michael Jackson. So I feel like this is one of those things that's either I'm going to keep the faith, and it'll either be really good or really bad. Because what happens is when you're doing... never known how to pronounce this word. Please don't judge me.
Okay.
Posthumous? Mm-hmm. Posthumous?
Yes.
I try my best. Anyway, when you're doing an album with a dead person, like...
Okay.
Usually you have to like reach into these archives and get all of these unreleased vocals, and you don't know why those vocals were never released. So that's why I feel like, besides the fact that I don't want to hear Aaliyah singing over no damn Drake music, those songs never came out for a reason.
Right.
So you never know, like,
I don't like the idea of putting something out that the artist didn't approve. Like, maybe he had started those vocals, but who knows if he had finished them. He certainly hadn't, you know, I don't feel like he would have signed off on them at that point, or maybe they would have been included in his upcoming tour. Like, I don't think this music is finished. So I don't think it's right to put it out without his approval, like without him saying this is the way I want this to sound.
The Jackson is
so it's not really true, a Michael Jackson album. It's more like Timbaland taking some unreleased Michael Jackson vocals and putting out, you know, his influence, which is great.
That Escape,
I love Timbaland, but that's not really a Michael Jackson album.
Okay, so I heard like a snippet of the Escape song and it sounded like it might be cool. I'm going to keep the faith.
I was
going to
say, you have a very open mind about this, so.
I'm a very, very, very big fan of Timbaland as a producer.
I mean, and I
think that he may be able to do, I think he could do a really good job on this. And if he does do a good job, it's probably just going to be terrible. I mean, and we will see what happens.
It can't be worse than Drake and what he did to Aaliyah. It can't be worse than Drake's obsession with Aaliyah. So, you know.
I liked the Amy Winehouse album that they did.
I did not.
I did.
I was not a fan of that. And
I don't Tupac, think that it was like an Amy Winehouse songs. Maybe it's because I'm taking it for what it is. Like, I know that this is not like Amy Winehouse.
It's not Timbaland, Back to Black.
You know, it's not like this woman in the studio making me. It's just, it is what it is. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. Yeah. I'm going into. I just was very uncomfortable with it being spelled the same way as Tamika and Tiny's group.
Oh, is it really?
It's spelled X-scape.
Oh. Wow. I don't know. Okay, well, I don't make those decisions. So, okay.
And because Michael also looks like a Sailor Moon villain on the cover of
Does
the
he
album.
Really?
Have you looked at
no,
the
No, why would I do that? As soon as I heard about it, I was like, get the fuck from around me with that bullshit. So I have not done any research on it because I just don't. I just automatically off top was like, I don't like this as an idea.
It'll probably sound better than the 2020 Experience Part 2.
Oh, see. I think I gave that maybe one good listen and then was like, you played. Just kind of like I did No Boys Allowed. I gave No Boys Allowed a shot. But
did you?
I did. Because everybody accused me of being so hateful to that bitch. And
that was actually the album that you could have skipped. I mean, it wasn't bad, but it wasn't as good as her first one.
No, it was bad.
Okay.
It was bad.
Okay. So moving right along, let's get Drake versus Jay-Z. Here's a little update. I don't even know. I mean, that's what people are calling it.
Is that still a thing? I thought it was over after Jay-Z.
It's over. Jay-Z has spoken.
Okay. The end. Great.
And so, yeah, Drake released like a song last night called Draft Day. Apparently, there's some football player who's about to be drafted or has a very good chance of being drafted. I don't know. That's some shit your ass would know about. And he's friends with this football player. It could be basketball. Nigga, for all I know, it could be hockey. I don't know. I don't know how to speak ESPN. So, Johnny Manziel. Is that one of your cousins, bitch?
No, the fuck it is not.
Texas A&M. Yes. Entering the NFL draft. Whatever the fuck.
So, he did a song. There's quite a bit of controversy around that motherfucker.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah, it's not important to your life.
At all. So the song called Draft Day samples Doo-Wop, That Thing by Lauryn Hill, who I'm steady praying for.
Okay. What? I'm already
the beat for the the beat was my favorite part about it.
Okay.
Because I kind of stopped listening to him.
I was gonna say, how is the song itself?
The song itself is a decent Drake song that you would just throw out there for no fucking reason.
Mm-hmm.
So that I thought was cool. And he said some interesting things on there. Like, I think he said, like, the Hunger Games, I'll die for my district, which I thought was funny. And then he said something about fucking Jennifer Lawrence, which don't get Jennifer fucked up.
I was gonna because say,
you're with Rihanna now.
I don't. Let's not. I wouldn't play those
and Jennifer
games.
Would listen to that song and be like, girl, gross. I feel like Jennifer would be like, I want someone to ask her about that. Like, I want like Jimmy Kimmel or somebody to ask her about that.
Because I feel like her face would just wrinkle. Like,
I'm sure she's about to do some promo for that X-Men movie and I want one of you motherfuckers to ask her.
Like, maybe y'all think I look like, you know, I'm the type, but I'm just not. No, don't bring that Drake shit around my direction. Keep Rihanna's wrath all the way over yonder. I don't have time for that or that.
Any coconut.
I would not fuck around with Rihanna. Like, at all. Man, hell no.
And Rihanna looks like she's having a great time. I heard that Drake said he is happiest in his life that he's been in a while.
Oh, so, that's good.
Hot cocoa music is coming. Just call that. His next album should be called Would You Like More Marshmallows?
You are so stupid. Are they still in Paris together? Just like,
they're somewhere
up,
in Europe, I heard.
Is
they're
he still on tour?
I think the tour is over, but I know where I think they're together at this very moment. I wouldn't be surprised if they're doing like a connect the dots piece somewhere on the floor together right now. I don't know.
They're probably reading. I bet Drake is reading Harry Potter to her and doing all the voices.
Oh my gosh.
I bet he is.
I bet he is.
I bet he is. And like just kind of stroking her hair and all of it. Like, it's just very romantic right now, somewhere up in like the snowy mountains.
I feel like they're watching Eat, Pray, Love in a bathtub.
Yep. And eating like baguettes and and drinking wine and
eating baguettes. Okay, anyway.
And when they're done, they're gonna put on like those adult snuggies, like those onesies for adults.
We're finished.
And they're gonna lay down and
so Drake on the song responded to what Jay-Z said, sort of. Something about just hits, no misses, that's for married folk, and then said something about art and how he could never hate. It was just like a classy way. Honestly, I don't even know why I'm
just
talking
hits,
about
this. No misses.
Yeah, because you know how he said Mrs. Drizzy?
Oh.
Ha ha! Ba boom.
No misses, that's for married folks.
Right.
As in, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was his way of saying, this is over. I certainly don't want no problems with Blue Ivy. And let's just end it right there. Like,
Blue
you was
Ivy
not about to come for Jay-Z.
Full bun.
Okay.
You are not.
As soon as Blue
her.
Ivy's bun was wrapped into that glorious little chocolate beignet that it really is on the top of her fucking head, nigga, fuck all of y'all. What?
Blue Ivy can pull her hair back now. The game is hers. There's that.
I could just see Blue Ivy being like, so. Like, with her little fingers on her temples, like, I'm going to try to.
Do I have.
Explain this to me like I'm you. Like.
Anyway, I think that they are all like, I think that. That why was I about to say Drizzy? I think that Drake is very respected in the Carter household.
Yeah.
I think this was Jay-Z saying, hey girl, like through iMessage, I'm about to come at you. Yeah. And you can say whatever the fuck you want to. And that's what it is.
And I'm sure Drake, I messaged him right back with, I'm about to dead it. And it's
right.
Going to be like, I'm going to say something completely inoffensive.
Right.
I'm sorry. Tell Beyonce I love her. Tell Blue Ivy I said what's up.
And then Jay-Z sent back a sound bite from that sound, that scrappy song. You don't want no problems. And then that was the end of it. Or like a gif.
I bet when Jay-Z first heard about Drake and them Rolling Stone comments, he just iMessaged Drake like a picture of Chris Brown and was like, I can do this to your career. I did it once and I'll do it again. Fuck with me if you motherfucking want to.
And then Blue Ivy sent a New York gif of her throwing her hair back. And then I was like, what the fuck? Why do y'all listen to this? Anyway, whatever. Drake and Jay-Z, everyone loves each other.
Yay, glad they're friends again.
Let's talk about, so many things. Let's talk about Bold Braids. Such epic. Many, many new.
Many, many braids. Such cute.
Marie Claire tweeted a photograph of Kendall Jenner, who I openly stand for.
Yes.
At this point.
Yes.
Actually, I take that back. I'm a fan of Kendall's for what it is that she's doing. And mostly because a part of my evil side really was living for her slaying the fashion scene.
Yeah.
And her sister, like, wearing whatever Kanye tells her to. Mm-hmm. But whatever.
I had to take back all the bad things I said about Kylie because, first of all, she was a little girl. And secondly, she's growing up and getting quite pretty. So, my bad, Kylie. And go ahead and slay a little bit then.
Whatever.
The new Supremes are rising and the old Supremes are dimming. And I just wonder what dinner is like in that house.
All I know is that Kendall has a pair of Louboutins on the dinner table every single
I'm sure she does.
Evening. Because what are you saying
to her? I feel like Chloe walks in with all the gossip magazines like, do you see who the prettiest is? Like, so it's right here. It's on the covers.
Are you I mad? Live for Chloe now.
All of a sudden, Chloe is gorgeous. Like, oh, okay.
Like, she's never been
what happened
like,
to the little one? I guess she's raising her kids somewhere. What's her name? Krista.
Courtney. Bitch, I know things.
Courtney's cute, but Courtney was like, listen, I have a man and two kids. Y'all
She's always seemed like, I have children.
She's always been the one with the sense. Other than, you know, that bullshit she went through with Scott, because I guess Scott was an asshole for a long time.
I don't know anything about them.
I watched the season right before Kim got married, so I feel like I know a lot of their backstory. So
I know all that I know about that family literally through Tumblr GIFs and like 6 second clips that they put out.
Oh, it's a lot of what I learned comes and from TMZ. Tumblr GIFs. Yeah. And Twitter, because everything they do is on the internet.
I really, like, I don't watch that show.
Anyway, but yes. Courtney has mostly been the smart one. Yes.
Right. Who's just like, child, I have to figure out when this nanny is getting here, because yes. I don't have time for the fuck shit that you bitches are talking about. Like, we can get money all we want to, but
right,
I have babies.
Kim
so,
is like the pretty ditzy one.
And Chloe's always seemed like the one that you would go and like share a fishbowl
Chloe's
with.
Like the down ass bitch, right?
Right.
The swarthy one. She's but like 5'10 and them hoes are like 5'1. But all of a sudden,
she was like, look at this ass and I'm going to cinch this waist down.
Right. She was like, oh, so you got two kids and you want to get pregnant. I mean, the lane is wide open.
Like,
Chloe said, bitch, I'm seizing my opportunity. I'm in the spotlight. I just left my crackhead husband or whatever happened to him. We never know the Kardashians.
Crackhead according to them.
Right. Crackhead
according to them. They damn sure ain't telling nobody that that's a lie.
Child, Chloe says, I'm going to enter this goddamn transformation chamber. I might be Urkel right now, ho, but when I step back out,
oh,
I'm
going to
be Stefan Urkel.
That's it, damn.
And the hoes are going to salivate.
What are we talking about? Marie Claire.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, they posted a picture of Kendall. This is the worst show. They posted a picture of Kendall with, I don't even know where this is. It looks like she's at like the falls. Like she's at Betty Anna or something. Okay. I don't know. I don't even, Instagram, I guess.
Okay,
I don't know.
Instagram.
But her hair is like, it's kind of done like the J-Said group in your junior high. Like
them few little braids halfway up
that danced Annie Up the remix. Yes. At the pep rallies and the football game.
Nigga, that shit was the style. You must have been in, yeah, if you was in junior high school, I was in high school. Hoes was wearing them twists or them braids halfway back and then the rest was down or in curls or whatever. Nigga, for years. Like, and I'm sure it happened before the 90s too, so.
Oh, long before then.
I mean, but anyway, the caption, I think, is what got Marie in some
the
trouble.
Caption was, Kendall Jenner takes bold braids to a new epic level. Now, here's the problem.
That plain ass shit.
It was literally like, you know when white people go to like Cancun or the Bahamas and you always have those women in the airport that will do your braids right there, because for whatever reason, white women love getting braids when they go to like islands and stuff. That's exactly what this looked like.
Oh, wow.
Except they usually get their whole head done and then they put some beads on it and shit. But this was like literally
and
like
then fuck
a
up
simple.
All their vacation pictures looking like that.
Looking crazy.
Like, girl,
stop.
I know you.
Letting the women do that.
I really feel like that's a tool. Like, that's a way of. That's got to be white guilt that makes you do that. No, nothing else is that
I feel
powerful.
Like they feel like that's just part of. I mean, or how many other times are you getting your hair, your whole head braided?
Right.
I don't know.
Like, it's we went to Jamaica and I just decided to go all in. Yes.
I feel so tropical.
I'm cute.
I've never understood that, but those local women make bread.
Oh, and Bo Derek put that idea in White Women's Heads. I don't know if y'all know about Bo Derek, but back in like the 70s, she was a badass white lady.
What language are you speaking?
Well, Bo Derek, B-O, and then Derek is his last name. She just Bo Derek braids, you Google it, you'll see it. When that white woman had them cornrows that black women had been wearing forever, all of a sudden it was gorgeous and exotic and she was so pretty and this and it was so special and wonderful, amazing, and black girls were like, but bitch, we have been wearing that forever. So anyway,
Charlie's Angels,
yeah, there you go, whatever,
Splash,
80s, 70s, I don't know,
one of those, I know who this is,
yeah.
So great, whatever, black people let Marie Claire fucking have it. And I know that there were people who were genuinely upset about it because I guess they felt like it was appropriation or whatever. I just thought that it was so funny that they made this such a big deal. Black women have literally been, in fact, white women have been wearing their hair like in braids and shit like this for decades. But this is like
it
something.
It was the caption. They gave it so
they
much.
They gave it so
this
much.
Epic hairstyle, Kendall Jenner, changes the braid. And then you click on it and it's like, what? That took all of 6 minutes to do. Like
if I wanted to see this hair, I could have literally gone to the DMV.
I got bolder braids under this wig than
the
what
Department
Kendall
of
Jenner
Motor Vehicles. Not
come on.
I feel like every time I have
to
say
clarify,
DMV, I
yes,
have to clarify
not
that
the
shit.
Region.
No.
No.
But literally, bye. I could have gone down right. to like the social services office and seen this fucking hairdo.
Well, Marie Claire took it back real fast because they wasn't trying to have none of Black Twitter's
yeah,
bullshit.
Because they was fucking throwing every fucking photo of some braids for the past 500 years. And Marie Claire had mentioned like
right.
bold, epic and new Marie Claire.
Like, bitch, no, you can see epic and new braids on any HBCU campus. Like, that's where you go to see some new
those
shit.
Are so, you could literally, listen, you could log bitch. On Tumblr. You could say bald black beauty. You could just search that on Tumblr.
For real.
And see some hair dudes. Some of the shit that you women are doing there. Like, I want one of those huge buns.
Yeah.
Like, I want dreads just so I can achieve one of those huge buns and then shave my head back down.
Take your ass to one of them HBCUs in the South and look at what them girls are doing with their hair and then decide if Kendall Jenner did something bold
wait
and epic
until,
with that shit.
Wait until Kylie figures out what you can do with yarn.
Oh, no, no, no. Lord God, don't let them ever figure it out. No, Jesus. Mm-mm, no.
If one of these kids get like some Bantu knots or something.
I will actually not be able to take that. Like these four little braids, whatever, girl, I'm not offended. I don't really give a damn. But Marie Claire came back real fast. Like this was worded poorly. We certainly did not mean that she invented that shit. Please don't get angry, black people. Like we ain't got time for the way y'all do on the internet.
I don't even feel like that was necessary. Like I thought that it was just hilarious. Like I thought it was so stupid how they were giving these child and her four braids on the side all of this talk about bold and epic, and it just shows you how people just like celebrate like
mediocrity as long as white people do it,
as long as famous rich white people
there
do
you
it.
Well yeah, that's I thought that was given, but yeah, it's like this is nothing at all the fuck special, but I mean as far as me really caring, not at all. But I see why they apologize just to keep shit in line because you know how niggas like to overreact.
So. Hey, Marie Claire, why don't you post some photographs of like Khalees or Fifi Dobson and their bold fucking hair shit cuts and shit. Or talk about Rihanna like y'all do every month.
Yeah.
That bitch has always got something bold and new. She fucking breeds bold and new. That bitch hair is different every day.
I like these bangs. This bang and this bob or whatever.
Oh, bitch,
it is.
You,
no, ain't,
you keeping up. It's pigtails now.
Oh, my bad. Whoops.
Yes, she's
okay.
doing the two braids down the side.
Oh
yeah,
I'm late then.
Yeah, keep up. Bitch has been a whole
really
12 hours. Rihanna's got a whole nother haircut.
Thank you so much.
She's getting consistent light skin dick again. Bitch, ain't got time
oh,
for your
right.
regular
yes.
degular ass lifestyle.
You got to keep it fresh and new, sexy for your light skin man. I understand.
I hope a sex tape leaks.
Would you watch it?
Yes,
you would. A Rihanna and Drake sex tape. You really would.
I totally would watch it.
I'm
very
like,
interested in how that would go because I feel like they want two different things. I feel like Rihanna, it's no shade. I feel like Rihanna just screams like, fuck my brains out.
Right.
And Drake seems like, am I going too fast? Do you want me to slow down?
Am I hurting you?
Like,
you seem, are you crying? Are they good tears? Are you,
let me wipe your
tears?
Head down. You seem like you're perspiring.
Right. I just, your hair.
I'm just more so interested in how that would work.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, maybe you never know. People have one presentation in public and then get behind closed doors and do some completely out of this world shit. So I guess I don't really want to speculate because I don't have any desire to ever see Drake's penis at all. And
it's
I've already seen
like
Rihanna's.
Probably like when a Sailor Scout transforms.
Okay, you know what? What's
I feel
next?
Like ribbon
no,
heart.
No, you don't.
Fly out of Rihanna's vagina. And Drake does a pose and turns into all white and you
my
just see his silhouette. Yeah. This is, oh my God.
What's next?
This
please.
Is such a terrible program.
Please move off of this shit.
Let's talk about Chad Johnson.
No. Okay. When I asked you to move on, I meant to someone else relevant.
Chad Johnson made a comment on a show called, I think, the Peter Bailey Show or something. And he was talking about monogamy and how after 6 months he gets bored and all of that misogynistic shit. And I really just want to take this as a, I do respect that he claims that he is honest with women immediately. I feel like if you're going to be a hoe, at least admit to the people that you deal with that you're a hoe. So they know right ahead what they're getting themselves into. And certain people would think, well, if you're so honest about, you know, being bored and doing et cetera, then why did Evelyn get all upset when she found condoms or whatever? That's their black ass business. Or, you know, black and Puerto Rican business. Well, I don't know what it is. The point is, I think I remember at some point her saying something like, she, if Chad is going to cheat, then she prefer he be honest with her. That's something they talked about or whatever. So I imagine that he was honest with her. I just don't understand how that turned into him doing the M. Bison.
Right.
Like,
maybe they had some kind of a group.
Not the M. Bison, the E. Honda.
I was really trying to just
pretend. I don't know how you.
You didn't say it because I just.
Like, so, do we all remember that this woman, like, yeah, this man headbutt this
I absolutely
woman?
Do.
Like, okay. I
maybe
just wanna,
they had, like, he was going to fuck around, but then after they got married, he was going to fly right. But then she found some condoms or whatever after they got married. That's what I'm thinking. Like, maybe it was like they had an understanding.
And thank you for bringing that up. Because if you know that you get bored after 6 months, why marry her?
Why would you get married? Right. Why would you? It just, it seems like you need to find somebody. You need to find, like, a Stedman to your Oprah. Somebody who's cool with dating you forever.
There you go.
What's wrong with that? It's a whole lot of people who will sign up for that shit. Stedman, me. A whole lot of niggas. Don't forget me.
Not with this nigga making fucking Liberty City and dark skin niggas look bad. Look, I understand that people like Chad think this way. And it's because he's rich or he has money. Or is he rich anymore? I don't know what
it is. I don't know. Maybe.
Whatever. He is a celebrity. There he is go. Seemingly rich at the very least.
He has, right.
So when you are wealthy in a situation, he said something about having options himself. And I did a video recently on YouTube called All Men Cheat with a question mark, whatever, talking about that statement of all men cheat and how all you hurt bitches be talking about that shit every single day. And you hoes. It's either one of the two. But I want to just, I didn't get to say this. First of all, people treat you the way you allow them to treat you.
That's sad, but true.
And in situations like this, when you're a guy who has endless groupie pussy being thrown at you, it's like, yeah, if you have the fuckboy mentality and unlimited access to pussy,
right,
it makes plenty sense for you to be like, oh, well, I just can't be bored, or, you know, monogamy isn't real, because you can go out there and get any one of these shameless hoes that you want to. And that also taps into,
because you got lots
into,
of ass in your Instagram DM right now.
That taps back into the bad bitch syndrome and how there are plenty women out here that are injecting Gorilla Glue and Fix-A-Flat and Captain Crunch and Reese's Pieces into their behinds,
yep, they are,
to have that big ass booty, mm-hmm, and, you know, the breasts, and go to the club with dental floss on so they can go and bag a Chad. You can be the finest bitch on earth. There's going to be a bitch just as fine as you, if not finer, who wants somebody to pay her bills to.
Yes.
So, duh, niggas like this obviously are not thinking about nobody's monogamy, because they think about how much they want to fuck, and they're going to do that until they get to a point where they realize that it's not very fulfilling and nobody wants to fuck them at that point.
Right.
So, all you regular ass niggas at home, please do not listen to Chad and Akon and all of these niggas who have money and endless hoes.
The game, like, is different.
The game. Didn't Meek Mill say there's levels to this shit?
There are levels
to this, and you are level one. Maybe level 0.5.
Right.
You are on the prologue, bitch. You are at the press start.
Nigga, you barely in the game.
Like, you haven't even turned your shit on, Nintendo. Like, sweetheart, you are, okay.
Like, no, this is not your shit. This is not your moment at all.
You
nigga,
keep that all men cheat excuse that you hearing on World Star Hip Hop, sweetheart, because that doesn't fucking apply to you.
It doesn't.
Okay? And all of you women who are sitting next to a regular nigga ass right now who told you some bullshit like that, girl, wake up.
Right.
And smell the Beyonce CD. Because
You can do better, girl.
What?
Everything about you is better than that.
That's why I always say that women, even if you want to date a guy who has all of whatever, you need to have for yourself too. Don't ever be in a situation where you need to hold your hand out and be waiting for a nigga to take care of you. That's where you fuck up with niggas who gonna cheat on you, cause bitch, where the fuck are you going?
And so many of you hoes are focused on looking right that you have the fuck nothing else to offer. And so then when your relationship falls apart, you, oh my, I don't understand though. I can cook and I got gray head and I'm pretty. Well, bitch, a relationship cannot survive on that bullshit. Like, all of that is very nice, but you have to actually be something as a person. Like,
Thank you.
Really wish y'all would work on your personalities and not on your weaves or whatever. Like,
I mean, you can have a great weave.
Absolutely.
And all,
I mean,
of
I'm
those
not
things.
Clowning weaves, obviously. I stay in a weave, a wig, everything.
I'm saying you can look like a video vixen.
Absolutely. You could be
and
gorgeous.
And still have a doctorate.
Yes, you can.
There's like.
And you don't even have to have a doctorate, but you can be a decent fucking person. You can. You can volunteer,
stars,
you can be
I'm
active
saying.
At church, you can, I mean, it's all kinds of shit you can do. Like, I just want y'all to have some shit that's about you. It's too many, like, I feel like so many times when I talk to girls or we get these emails from girls, it's like, they focus in on being a good wife or a good girlfriend instead of being, like, a good person, being their own damn selves first. And
exactly.
Then getting into a relationship.
Don't expect for somebody to take care of you, and then when that person treats you like shit, you complaining and talk about all men are like that or whatever the fuck. Like, that's why you always hear about the basketball wives talking about all men cheat, because they need a man to take care of them. And a man knows that. He knows that your ass ain't going nowhere. That's why them niggas be cheating on you. You take care of yourself and say, that's not something that I am going to stand for.
Come on. That's
then there it.
It
is.
You
Period.
Can't be surprised when a sugar daddy treats you like a child.
And look at these. I think they're sitting it like, it looks like they're at Qdoba or something. Who the fuck cares? Okay, last topic.
Okay, yes.
Topics. I don't know how old this is, but Kobe Bryant made some comments about the Trayvon Martin case.
This came out right after we taped last week's show. Like, seriously, that an hour later. So I was just like, really, Kobe? Okay, motherfucker.
Well, we're going to talk about it.
Okay, great.
I'm pretty sure that the Miami Heat did that hoodies thing, like, when the case was going on.
They did.
So I don't know why, but...
Years ago. This happened years ago.
Like, literally.
It's been that long.
But the New Yorker asked Kobe Bryant about, like, his thoughts on that whole dedication that the Heat did. And Kobe basically said, I don't know if I'm going to read the whole quote, but he said he doesn't want to react to something because he feels like he's supposed to because he's black, and that doesn't make sense to him, and I guess he needs to know more about whatever, and we needed to progress as a society and all that colorblindness kind of thing and what have you. Mm-hmm. All right. Here's the thing. I get what you're saying, because honestly, I wasn't exactly rooting for your motherfucking ass when they said that you raped that white woman
and
until I had the rest of... You know, I needed to hear the whole story.
Yeah.
I wasn't rooting for you just because I was black. So, I mean, I partially get it. I don't know where he was during the case.
See, that's the thing.
I'm confused about
Kobe
that
has
part.
A point. You should not talk about something that you don't know about. You should definitely have knowledge about something before you start talking. That's true. But everything else he said is wrong. Because... If you don't know anything about the Trayvon Martin trial, it's because you have not fucking tried.
Yeah.
That shit has been everywhere since like a month after Trayvon died and that petition hit the internet. It has been nonstop Trayvon Martin shit in the media ever since then. So if you don't know the details about the case, Kobe Bryant, it's because you did not fucking look. Like, you didn't turn on the TV. You didn't read nan goddamn article. You didn't Google it. Like, you willingly remained ignorant about it, and that's fine, because like I said in their past the read I did last week, we don't have to expect that everybody take up our causes just because we all black or whatever. Like, yes, I expect black people to be on our side about this, but if you choose to remain ignorant, I don't really blame you, because there's a lot of fucked up news out there, and sometimes everybody just ain't built to take it. But if you don't know shit else about it, this all colorblind and we are the world, all this by the world of coke bullshit, Kobe Bryant, shut the fuck up, because you don't know what the fuck you talking about. Like, you don't know the facts like everybody else knows the facts. So shut the fuck up. When they asked you about the Miami Heat and the tribute for Trayvon, you should have said, I don't know enough about the Trayvon Martin case to comment on it, and let that be that. Shut the fuck up.
So after the majority of the internet said that, he then came back and said, Trayvon was wronged. That's my opinion. And that's what I believe the facts showed. Tweet me your thoughts and stuff. I also would like to point out that he spelled Trayvon's name wrong. So I think that maybe he was living in a literal anus for the past like 2 years.
It's just.
And just came out.
Shut up.
Was he just playing basketball up, like Hope. Over the past? Has he been playing basketball?
He's kind of been playing basketball, not in the manner that means his team is winning, because you cannot put an entire team on old ass Kobe Bryant's ankles.
Has he been
ankles,
in Bon-Ton, which is why the Lakers Louisiana? Are not even.
I mean.
Did they turn him into a vampire? Has this nigga been in the. Has he been in the dirt?
He has cooking? Been actively standing up in his ignorance, which is fine, but when you're ignorant, shut the fuck up. It's always options. You want to be stupid? That's great. Sometimes I wish I had chosen to remain stupid about a lot of shit, because it sucks to know, because then you feel a responsibility to do better. So yeah, go ahead and say stay dumb. I'm not mad at you. It's a lot easier. But shut the fuck up with your dumb ass.
Well, I am finished.
Okay, great.
And those are the hot topics for this week on Today.
Let's move on.
Hey, y'all. It's Kid Fury here to remind you about our sponsors over at Nature Box. I am currently sitting with dozens. I exaggerated there, but I'm sitting with tons of Nature Box items in front of me right now, and they are all delicious. I wouldn't lie to you, because I have been eating all of them. So, if you don't know, NatureBox is a monthly subscription service that delivers better snacks straight to you, and not just any old snacks. Awesome, cool, smart, fun, delicious snacks. They don't have high fructose corn syrup or hydrogenated oils or artificial flavors or colors. They're smart, safe, sassy snacks.
Yes, they are, and they're great. Instead of picking something up while grocery shopping, which can be a complete pain, have your smart snack sent straight to your door, like the amazing sriracha roasted almonds or the mango almond bites that we have been destroying while we're in the studio. You can get them straight sent to your home or your office, so you don't have to spend money on the vending machine, and they've got three different sizes, so select the one you want. Head on over to naturebox.com/3 to get 50% off your very first box. It's time to get snacks that you can feel good about.
That is a cashew.
It is, and it is delicious. naturebox.com/3, 50% off your first box.
And let's continue the show.
Okay.
So we're back.
We are.
And it's time for all of these lovely digital letters.
It is. Send your
all at the home.
Send your many, many, many questions to asktheread@gmail.com. Whatever you want to know.
At the home. Shady Pines is the home. We're shady.
Yes.
So I'm going to figure out a way to incorporate
I actually thought you were going to turn that into a Miami thing, since we're doing the show in Miami this weekend. I thought you were going to be like, Golden Girls said Miami. That's where I'm from. That's
maybe
where
we'll just call the Ask the Read, and we'll just call like the letter inboxes Shady Pines.
Yes, I love that. So yes, asktheread@gmail.com with all of your questions. And let's just start off with one that when I read this, I was just like, what? Like, what? So okay. Let's just go ahead. Hey, y'all, my name is Precious. No, it's not. It says, hey, y'all, my name is Princess. I just want to start off by saying I love you both and y'all's advice. I'm 20 and I'm from Chicago. I've recently been in a relationship with a 32-year-old man. He is really nice and loves me. She's 20. He's 32.
Okay.
He is really nice and loves me for me. My only problem is his controlling attitude and his crazy baby mama. Oh. Sometimes, if I even have an opinion that he doesn't agree with, he gets angry and throws the shit he does for me in my face. The baby mama is a whole nother issue because she refers to me as...
Chris, whatever it is, I know you shouldn't be laughing at it. So there's that. So just get it out whenever you're ready. You're going to hell regardless. So you might as well just say it.
Little young bitch.
This is so fucked up.
And tells their 12-year-old son to call me Big Sis. I've almost reached my limit, and all my friends are telling me to run for the hills. So my question is, should I stay because I really do love him, or just let him go? Thanks in advance.
Princess. I'm hungry.
Like, when you said your name was Princess, I thought you were going to be like the one from Crime Mob.
That's what I thought of, but that's only because you said Precious first.
No, my bad.
You had to know what we were going to say here, Princess. First of all, if you are 20 years, did she say how long they've been dating?
No, she didn't.
If you're 20 years old, why on earth? Age aside, that enough makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But why are you even dating a nigga with a baby mama and who's not even very nice to you? Like, you're 20. You have all, like, you're in the age range right now where you can be experimenting and going on dates and going to the club with your friends and looking pretty and just having a good time.
Right.
Why are you dating a nigga who's way too old for you and then has all of this baggage?
You are closer to his son's age than you are to his age, girl. And his son is 12. Think about that.
And his son is 12.
Let that shit marinate in your head, girl.
Talk about big sis. That nigga know he ain't your damn sis.
Think about, no, that's what the baby mama said to the son. Tell him, like, clown her ass and call her your sister because you know good and damn.
Oh,
well,
like to be shady.
Yeah, like.
Oh, that is even worse.
Yeah. The baby mama is funny, but in this, I mean, she's rude to you, but in this case, I honestly don't blame her, girl. Because just think about how lame a 32-year-old nigga has to be talking to a 20-year-old girl. Like, I just want you to really think about that. If a 32-year-old man cannot find some vagina in its late 20s, like, come on now. Even mid-20s, 20 years old, you can't even drink.
I was just
where
getting
do
ready
y'all
to
go?
Say,
what the fuck?
I'm not trying to date no 20-year-old.
Like, I'm not trying
what
to date.
What are we supposed to do together?
The fuck? Like, honestly, what can you do for me? Like, girl, like, you still have textbooks. Like, I just don't even, like, what? Yo, I feel like you ain't even done growing up. Like, are
your sneakers still light up on the bottom? Bitch, what are we supposed to do with
like, have you gotten your full set of adult teeth at that age? Is your skull all the way hard? Like, girl, you are 20 years old. Enjoy being 20. This is your time to date casually and have fun and go to parties and hang out with your friends. Why you want to saddle up with a 32-year-old nigga who is guaranteed to be a lame because he's 32 dating a 20-year-old, and then he got a crazy baby mama on top of that who is wild disrespectful to you and he can't control it because she's obviously her own woman and knows better than you do? And the worst part is that when he gets mad, he throws the shit he does for you in your face. That's not okay coming from a 21-year-old nigga, you know, somebody closer to your own damn age, somebody born in the same decade as you. But this nigga is 30 damn too. Like, he know better.
He took fuckboy to like a whole new level.
Girl, please get the fuck away from this nigga before
this nigga
you end up
like
as baby mama number two. And then you'll understand why the first one is so goddamn bitter.
He's the Mewtwo of fuckboys.
Girl, are you fucking kidding?
Like, he's like the end all be all.
Like,
because
this is terrible. Please get out before you get pregnant. I'm
Princess,
begging you. You got to go.
He is taking advantage of the fact that you're young and dumb.
Yeah, he is. He is absolutely taking advantage of the fact that you don't know better.
So I highly suggest that you, for your own sake, get out now and go enjoy being a single 20-year-old. And when you do decide to start dating again, date someone your own age.
Right. Absolutely.
Like, that nigga has dependents. Like,
his son is closer to your age than he is. Like, I'm stuck on that because, girl, that boy is in what, sixth grade?
He about to be filing his own
seventh
taxes.
Seventh grade?
Y'all got the same playlist.
This is terrible. This is really bad. Like, this is just like y'all was in school at the same time. What? This nigga is talking to a 20-year-old and has a 12-year-old. Like, he is grimy as fuck, girl. Get the fuck away
you
from
him. You and his son both watch Real Housewives.
I know this nigga ain't doing shit with his life, but it's enough to impress a 20-year-old because 20-year-olds are impressed easily. I'm sorry. One day, in just a few years, you're going to look back and say, God damn, what the fuck was I thinking? Because it has happened to all of us. I just want you to get out before you get into some shit that you can't get out of. Please.
Please.
Please, girl.
Let us know what happens.
Okay. So let's move on. And we have a fun question for you. This is from Daquan. And he said, I had a nerdy question for Kid Fury. He has mentioned Dragon Ball Z numerous times on the show, which is a fantastic anime. And I was curious to know if it is your favorite. If not, what is? Thanks, guys. Keep up the great work.
Anime.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's between that and Sailor Moon, because those are the only anime that I actually like really like grew up watching. Like, I can't really get into anime like that right now. Like, I don't even really watch cartoons. Like, I watch cartoons, but I watch the ones that I watched when I was a kid still. Right. Like, if I can find them on Netflix or something, then I'll watch them because I grew up watching them. So, like, I'll watch Dragon Ball Z and Sailor Moon and shit because I remember being a kid watching them and I can still enjoy them for that reason. But I don't know if it's, I think it is my favorite because Sailor Moon, like, I mean, all anime is really weird when you think about it, but that shit was weird. Like, I live for Sailor Moon. In fact, I have a secret involving Sailor Moon that I will tell you and only you later, okay. Because you are going to judge the fuck out of me. But it just got very strange.
It's a weird show.
Like, with her future daughter flirting with her daddy from the past. It was weird.
Oh, yikes.
It was strange. It was a very weird cartoon.
Those, I don't know what they be thinking when they write them scripts.
Those Japanese animators take it there, honey. They don't give a fuck about your feelings over here in the States. So,
okay, let's move on. Dragon Ball. Yes. So, yes, go ahead with the Dragon Ball. My brother used to watch that. I don't know shit else about it.
It's really interesting.
So, is that the one with Naruto?
No. That's after. I was too old for anime by that point. Naruto. It seems interesting, though, but I've never really got into
that. That's the one my baby brother watched. Well, he is graduating from high school.
Oh, well, okay. But, child, I've been out of high school like 7 years or something now.
All right. Okay. So, anyway, thanks so much for that question, and let's move on. This one says, hi, Kit Fury and Crystal. My name is Denise. I love you guys, and I love the show. Now, let's get down to business. Okay.
All right, honey. She's here to talk.
Yes. No bullshit out of you. My father lives in New York with my stepmother, my half-brother, and my stepsister. And today, he told me that he is canceling my little sister's birthday because she was, quote-unquote, misbehaving. I asked him what she could have done that was so bad that he had to cancel celebrating her birthday, including taking away all the gifts she would receive from anyone.
Wow.
I know.
That and happened to me once. I deserved it.
Oh, I want to hear this story. And he replied that they caught her watching internet porn and that she had been doing so habitually for some time. She's 12, and I don't think that punishing her is the answer. I think it will only lead to her having weird feelings about sex into her adulthood or cause her to act out and ensure she winds up on a pole. My dad can be a... You know what? I really tried to say it in a way that would not make you laugh. Anyway.
I'm sorry, because that's like a genuine like fear, and I get it, but she went.
Even though as an adult, I love strippers, it's like that. I remember being younger and everybody saying that. Like, that was like a very common thing to say.
Especially as a girl. Like, that's your worst nightmare.
People, that's like, that's the first thing people say when they talk about girls, right. You know, whatever. But anyway.
And she went full Tyler.
She did. She did. That was, yes. But anyway, my dad can be a bit of a hard ass, and this time I think he's overreacting. What do you guys think? Thanks so much for everything that you do.
Honestly, I feel like you don't really. Did she mention how old she might be?
No, she doesn't say how old she is.
I mean, like, if you're like a grown ass woman, then maybe you could say something. But I don't know. I come from a household with two reasonably. I don't say like strict. Two strict Jamaican parents. No, because I mean, we were like, especially me, I was spoiled rotten a lot of the times, but my parents didn't take no shit. None.
Right.
You act right, and it could be the most joyous, happy childhood ever. You fuck up, and it's hell.
Yes.
And you're paying it.
Pretty much.
So
my mama would take a little bit of shit, not a lot. My daddy took zero. Yeah. None. It was like, no. No, right. If you fuck up around your mama, because I'm going to fuck you up.
So, I don't know. I feel like whatever your dad's choice of punishment is, I think that's just it. I do kind of agree that he's overreacting.
Yeah.
I don't think no 12-year-old has any business watching nobody's porn. But around that age is when you start getting curious about sex,
right,
and how it all works and watching. So I get that too. And I do think that they should make a point to have a conversation with this child about sex, because I think that if you shut it all off, that's only going to make a child's curiosity even grow even more. Right. And it could take her to a weird place involving sex. I don't know if it's going to take her to the pole,
I don't
sweetie.
Think it's going to go that far. but I do.
It's a genuine concern. Right. I get it.
I understand that your dad and your stepmom are probably just like really uncomfortable with dealing with the fact that she's, you know, becoming a woman and going through adolescence and sexuality happens. Like, it's the thing that happens, but you can't just ignore it. Like, let's not sit here and pretend like preteens don't jack off or masturbate, because
but dads are weird with their daughters.
But you just but he's already gone through this before with Denise, who is older than the sister. Like, now of course I'm sure Denise wasn't, you know, getting caught watching internet porn, but you have to understand that kids grow up. Like, this is a phase they go through. She's right. Curious. She wants to know what it's like. Like, I don't know. I don't think your parents are reacting properly, but I also don't really think it's your place to be like, y'all are, you know, handling this wrong.
Maybe you should talk to your sister about sex.
Yeah. Or even say to them, you know, like, I just don't want her to have any questions maybe that we're not answering. And so she goes, you know, asking other people about how this shit should go.
Like, she will.
She will. And even though it's uncomfortable, because Lord knows I hated talking to my parents about sex. Like,
gross.
It was just like, I just sat there like, can I die? Like, can I die or disappear? Like, I would
right
just,
now.
I would just really love to not talk about this because,
It so sucks. It might actually be easier coming from you, especially now that they found out she's been watching porn.
Right. But just, so, I don't.
I definitely think somebody should talk to her about it. And, you know, maybe you could sneak her a gift and just keep it a secret between the two of you.
Right. Like,
because all the gifts.
All right.
Now, see, my black ass, I deserved each and every one of those gifts saying bye bye.
Now, what did you do?
That's none of these people's business.
You're not going to say it, really?
I was very, very bad.
How bad?
I did a bad thing.
Was it like
nobody, I didn't go to jail.
Bad, or?
No. Okay. I just skipped my math class.
Okay.
In school.
That's valid.
About 5 days in a row.
Oh. So you didn't go math for a week?
No.
Why did you skip math for a week?
Because math was my like fourth period, and that's when lunch was. So I just went to all three lunches, and so I had like different group of like friends
in each lunch,
and I figured out how to like just get around and.
So.
And also because I really, really, really did not like my math teacher, which is such a terrible excuse.
Did you think
when you grow up, when you grow up? You listen to it, what your excuse was, and that was, and I'm like, this is what I told them. No wonder they whooped my ass. What kind of excuse is that? So, I mean, she was a grade A bitch, but that was no reason to be skipping nobody's class or whatever. So, yeah, I got fucked up and shunned that Christmas. And that's exactly what I did.
You did deserve that.
I deserved it.
And I mean, and she mentioned that the girl had done this before, so maybe they caught her before and they were like, maybe they already did try to have this conversation with her and they were like, listen, we know you have questions about sexuality, but porn is inappropriate. Don't watch it. And yep. She did it anyway. So I don't know. But I definitely think, you know, if you feel a way about it, don't like try to go over their authority behind her back, but just talk to them about it and see what they think. And I don't know. Good luck with that. That sounds like a situation I would 100% want to avoid because gross.
I feel judged.
Well, I don't know why you skipped a week's worth of math class, but I'm not judging you because I was terrible in math and thank God I only needed it.
I wasn't even bad at math. I just did not like the class.
Oh, okay. Well, I struggled like fucking math.
And I preferred eating three times.
Oh, you ate three lunches.
Give me three lunches. And
I thought you were just posted up in the cafeteria.
No, because hell no. Then I would have got caught. Let me not tell people how to do this.
Maybe my high school was different. People, I don't think anybody ever really noticed that.
I didn't
type
go
of shit.
So like, I don't know.
My high school,
we had like a really, we had like, we had huge courtyards to eat in. Yeah. Like, you didn't have to eat in the cafeteria. Mm-hmm. And they served, like, they had the actual cafeteria where you had, you know, the ladies who cooked or whatever back there. And then they had carts all over the courtyard. Mm-hmm. And that's where you needed to be eating anyway, because they had the good shit.
McDonald's, yes, and pizza, we, yes, and stuff. Ours was like that too. You could get chicken strips and cheese fries, right, and rolls and shit.
So I would just go from like I would eat by one cart, and then I would go to the cafeteria for the next lunch, and then I would go to the other courtyard and eat at that one.
Now, the times that I did skip lunch, it was normally because me and my friends all got in the back of my friend's Suburban and just left campus.
We weren't like, allowed to do that.
We were, until them school shootings really started popping off, and then right, we couldn't. But I'm a little older, so I think up until senior year we could leave. And nigga, we left constantly. My friend's mama didn't give a fuck, and so she wrote him a pass that was basically like, Zach can leave whenever he wants, and the rest of us would lay down in the back of his giant Suburban and leave campus. I did that a lot.
I'm glad I'm not the only one who was bad.
Yeah, but never the same class for an entire week.
I don't know what exactly I was thinking about.
Of course the school was gonna call your mama. Like, you had to know that.
I think I did, but I really wanted three lunches. And I just didn't give a fuck. I was very, my school life is very, it was, you could write a movie about it.
Okay. Well, we'll leave it alone. And that's going to wrap it up for the letters, you guys.
Okay.
AskTheRead@gmail.com. And we'll be right back.
So, everyone, do not forget to go and check out our sponsors at Hulu Plus. And as always, if you go to HuluPlus.com/TheRead, you can get an extended free trial for 2 weeks and access to all of their content. It's really, really cool stuff on there. I'm watching Community, and I'm really praying for the announcement that they're going to renew it for a 6th season. We've talked about this already.
Yes.
Also, I'm watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and The Mindy Project. I'm catching up on, and Once Upon a Time.
I'm so excited. The Mindy Project just started back up last night, so yay. I'll be glad when you're caught up, we can talk about it. Hulu Plus is normally $7.99 a month, but we are giving you guys a free 2-week trial over at HuluPlus.com/TheRead. You can check out all those great shows Kid Fury just told you about, plus exclusive content, including Hulu originals like The Wrong Mans and Behind the Mask, which is their docuseries all about the world of sports mascots. Right now, like I said, you can try Hulu Plus free for 2 weeks when you go to HuluPlus.com/TheRead. That's a special offer just for you guys. So head on over, sign up, and get into it. We know you're going to love it.
That's HuluPlus.com/TheRead. Go get your life, and let's continue the show.
Okay.
Okay, so we're back like titties on them.
Yeah, we are, and I'm not doing a read this week because I just don't have one that I feel is utterly or at all appropriate. So I'm going to let you shine bright like a diamond.
I mean, you kind of have one. But
I kind of, yeah, I do, but out of respect.
I understand.
Yeah, I'm not going to.
So, okay. My read goes out to one Washington Post writer by the name of Valerie Strauss.
I'm just going to say that I automatically co-sign whatever you're about to say. And go.
So if you haven't heard, there's a young student by the name of, I believe it would be Kwasi Enin, 17-year-old from New York, young black kid.
Yes.
Also a student in D.C. by the name of Avery Coffey, who I believe is also 17. Kwasi was recently accepted into all 8 Ivy League schools. Y'all, that is, what
bitch.
Is it? That's Pennsylvania.
What?
Well, Penn.
Oh.
Penn, Brown, Columbia, Cornell, Dartmouth, Harvard, Princeton, all of them. Yale, all of them.
Hmm.
Avery in D.C. was accepted to Harvard, Princeton, Yale, Penn, and Brown.
Still so, extremely very amazing.
Both of them.
Yes.
Very amazing. So obviously people have been talking about this and celebrating it. These are 2 young black kids who got it, you know, accepted into like the biggest schools in this fucking country. I think Kwasi said something about, he said, you know, let me go ahead and apply, and was hoping to get 1 or 2, and each and every one of them schools said, hey girl, you can come over here if you want.
Yep.
I read that he scored 2250 out of a possible 2400 on his SAT.
Hmm.
Like, these kids are doing great stuff. So, back to Valerie. Valerie posted a story on the Washington Post yesterday. And the story is titled, "But Did He Apply to Stanford?" Just for the sake of what I'm about to do here, and I hate that I have to, but Valerie is a grown-ass white woman. Mm-hmm. Let's just keep that in mind. So the whole letter is basically this, like, pathetic think piece about whether or not we should be talking about Kwasi and Avery. And it's just very condescending, like, can we stop talking about them? Good, great, that's enough. And it's like she's trying to say that it's incredibly... I'm still kind of confused as to what you're talking about, Valerie, because it's like you're trying to say that these schools are extremely hard to get into, and a lot of kids don't get into the school. And so for that reason, we shouldn't talk about what's going on here with these two students. Isn't that all of the reason to be discussing the fact of the matter here? Like, it's difficult enough for any student who applies to one of these schools to get into one of them. And these two boys got into five on one side and all eight on the other. These are two kids. I think Kwasi is from Shirley, New York. I don't know much about Shirley. I know that I've read Avery comes from a single parent household, maybe a not so great neighborhood. I don't know if that's just some media shit, bitch. I really don't know.
So that's even more impressive.
But I just feel like any child who takes their education and their future career seriously should be supported, period. Like, look at my black hair skipping math 5 years ago. Luckily, I can't shut my mouth, and for whatever reason, y'all pay attention to it. But I feel like if you are in a place where you're doing great things academically and you apply for a school, any school, and you get in and you go and you're taking your life, your education seriously, people should say, good for you.
Yes.
Congratulations. And I support you. But absolutely. You're talking about two black students who got into some of the hardest schools to get into in this motherfucker. But you're talking about the percentage of students or the percentage of admission into Stanford is the lowest or something. And, oh, but did he apply there? You are too grown, ma'am, to be a hater. You are too old to be hating. This kid got into all eight Ivy League schools. Bitch, what school did you get into? How many did you apply for? Congratulate this nigga. And if you don't have anything nice to say, then shut your ass up. What are you even talking about? Like, it's like, if this, and what pisses me off even more than that, is that I feel like if this was a young, blue-eyed, blonde Heather.
Yes. Please then, say it.
Oh, the congratulatory speech that this woman would have written. Look at this young white girl defeating the odds.
Yes.
Getting into all eight schools. But I don't like to bring the race card out unless it's absolutely appropriate. Just happens to be that it's usually appropriate. And here I feel the exact same way. I do feel like had the races been reversed here, it would have been a different story. I don't know what the problem is in celebrating someone who has done something extraordinary. I would feel like this is awesome if it was a white kid or two white kids that got accepted into all of these damn schools. It means that you took your work seriously and you have something to present to these institutions that they are willing to have come over here and be a part of it. What the hell are you talking? And these are kids, madam.
17
These are 17-year-old boys. You are a grown-ass woman trying to tell the internet to leave them. Oh, let's stop talking about them because such and such. Did your child not get into one of these schools or something? What is the problem? Let's stop projecting over here and figure out where your anger really lies, madam. Because what I'm looking at is two students who worked hard and were rewarded for it. And apparently that upsets you for some reason, that kids are going to go get a good education somewhere. They have opportunities. Is that what pisses you off, ma'am? If you don't go sit your ass down somewhere and shut the hell up, the Washington Post should delete this. Or if other publications are going to be talking about certain people and their choices and what they say about people and throwing them out there underneath the bus, then I feel like the Washington Post should take Valerie in this dumbass, callous, insensitive ass post. They should make her responsible for it, because I think that this is fucked up that a kid can't even celebrate and be proud of something awesome
that he worked amazing. For
that they worked for without you coming over here and saying, oh, fuck that. Let's disregard it because it's so hard. It's just, what? It's like if somebody learned how to fly tomorrow and you would be like, oh, but look at the price of airplane tickets. Like, are we really impressed? What? It's like if you cure AIDS. It's, oh, nigga. Big
but,
deal.
But the medicine costs.
Right.
Okay, nigga, but can you applaud the fucking accomplishment? Bitch, you're too old to be hating from outside the club. She's mad as fuck. She went to some state school that she didn't really want to go to. It was like her fourth choice. There's no other excuse to be that damn old and bitter as fuck over where somebody else went to school. Like, you talking about why are we talking about this and why are we putting so much attention on this? Bitch, because it's fucking amazing. Do you know somebody who applied and got into all eight of the Ivy Leagues? I didn't even know there were eight Ivy League schools. I thought it was like 30 of them motherfuckers. That's how much I don't know about. No, that is how far my reality is from being in an Ivy League school.
I always knew it was eight and I wasn't getting to any one of them. But, please, hey, please. And then what, another thing that really made me sick is when she said something about admission to a school doesn't mean that a particular student is better than other applicants, but that he, she fits into a particular spot in the college's overall demographic scheme. Bitch, what you trying to say? What are you, so,
you know, that's just
not
pure
only
that's just pure
are
hating.
You hating on these children's accomplishments, but you're trying to undermine their hard work by saying, oh, well, they probably just fit into what the schools are looking for demographically.
And even if
eight of them, five Ivy Leagues
I
on this side,
say,
and eight of all eight of them on the on this side.
Even if that's true, he fit the profile for the eight most elite universities in the fucking country. Like, are you, how are you mad?
What are you angry about, Valerie?
How can you not say, regardless of race, I'm gonna applaud this motherfucker right here, because that is a feat. Like, come on. Come on, what do we have to do?
You know what, maybe.
And I've seen people be divisive, saying that, you know, he's the child of black immigrants, so he's not like other African-American kids, which you can keep that shit too. Like, yes, acknowledge that he is the son of immigrants, because that means it was only that much harder, and everybody don't have the white privilege and the white money to buy their way into the Ivy Leagues like a whole lot of y'all did. This kid actually had to work for it. So applaud him even harder for being the son of immigrant parents, but don't try to turn us against each other. Fuck you.
This is the dumbest,
woo,
most inappropriate. Okay. Well, anyway, Valerie, giant pickled fuck you. And
yes,
that's how I feel on this today.
I love it.
Yeah, that's my read.
Okay, so I guess that's
I hope
the
I
read.
Articulated that well.
I absolutely loved it. I'm so glad you said it, because yes.
When I saw that shit, and then the fact that she titled it, but did he apply to Stanford, though? That is literally something that I feel like somebody on Black Twitter would say if you got, like, the new Yeezys.
Right.
It's like, it is like an like a hater title.
Right. Like, you are really mad.
What?
Like, you are just dripping. Like, the anger. I actually took the time to read out her little bullshit article. Like, bitch, you
I read
are
the whole thing.
Really mad. Like, you are.
She's pissed.
You are annoyed as fuck that people are paying attention to this brilliant black boy who got into all eight of the Ivy League schools
and this one
without a name or the family background or the history of wealth to do it. He didn't. This wasn't
oh
no
goodness.
George W. Bush C. student bullshit.
He didn't have a crest.
None of that. No.
He doesn't have a family crest.
This ain't one of the Heinzes or no
this.
Shit. This ain't a Kennedy. This is a black kid, the son of immigrants, two nurses who managed to get into all eight. Yes, I tip my hat to that boy. Amen.
And if you don't like it, shut your ass up with your degree from wherever the fuck you got yours and let these young kids flourish, black or otherwise, but you damn sure go let my little brothers flourish. That's what you're going to do today, Valerie.
Yes, you
okay?
are. Challenge them to a debate. See how that goes.
That's what I want your ass to do.
I want you niggas to do a math contest or some shit. See which one of y'all win. Like, you are pissed. Like, girl, get the fuck over it. Yes, black people, yes, we won.
Workout, Ave and Quaz.
Proud of y'all.
If that's how you say it.
Sorry.
Please correct me if I'm pronouncing
yes,
his name
correctly.
Yes,
because we don't
want to
fuck up
I
your
never
names.
Know if it's Quasi or Quasi, but I'm pretty sure it's Quasi.
Okay, well, that's the read.
Yeah,
and
that is our episode.
So make sure you follow us on Facebook and Twitter at This Is The Read. Check out our website, www.thisistheread.com, where you can take a look at all of the past episodes and our bios and see who's been guests on our show and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, I know you can do all that.
Yeah, you can do all that and more.
goes to show how much I care about.
Yes, just our goes program to show. Here.
My Miami family, I'll see you on Saturday.
Yes.
We have our Miami show this Saturday at Lincoln Road. And I think we still have some tickets available online if you want to go and grab some. I know the VIP is sold out, but I'm excited and nervous and making the, you know, I'm hard at work on an appropriate 305 playlist. Yeah. I apologize if I don't play whatever is busting out the bass in the clubs right now, like I know that we are doing back home. I don't know what the hood rat dance and song is right now back home, and it really makes me sad. Like, yeah. It makes me sad that I don't know what I'm my sure Miami artists you. Are doing. We'll figure it out together. But, oh, I've got, you know, I'm going to do what I can. And, of course, you know, nods to Trina.
Yes,
of
course.
And Trina Daddy for helping to make me who I am today. And, yeah.
I don't even know what to expect, but I'm excited to see y'all. And
happiness?
Yes. And good. Yes. And warm weather at the very least. So, amen.
Very likely to be sunlight.
God is good.
And smiles.
Don't need my down coat then? No.
At all.
Okay.
Maybe to get on the plane.
Maybe
here.
To get back.
Oh, right. But you might as well just take it off once we get up in there.
Oh, so excited.
Because you won't need it when we land.
I'm so excited.
Is that it? Oh, yeah. TheReadMiami.com for tickets. Yes. And I think, is that it?
I think that's it. Yes.
I'm going to the Shorty Awards next week.
The Shorty Awards. Whoop, whoop, whoop. That's very exciting.
I'm nominated for YouTube star.
Fingers crossed for you. Hope you win.
Like, I made it through the nominating board.
I know. I remember. So I'm just so like, wow.
Someone somewhere was like, hey, how about that kid?
My boss has one of those. So I was like, ooh, that's fancy.
Oh, excuse me.
Ooh, that's classy.
And your bosses just be doing whatever the hell they want, too. So that is sickening. Yes. I want to be like one of your bosses. Ooh, shit, bitch, maybe I'm going in the right direction.
Yes, I think you might be. So
that's exciting.
Yes, congratulations to you. And all right, I think that does just about does it for me. Do we have an acronym this week? I'm ready.
S-R-C-O-N.
Okay, I'm not even going.
Sriracha roasted cashews over, nigga.
Okay.
Because, nigga, these cashews are bomb.
Yes, get into our sponsors at Nature Box, and we will see y'all next week.
Bye.